This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, December 5th. Well, all of a sudden, we got a lot going on in the wheat space. We were up again yesterday, fairly strong. So for the fifth day in a row, the wheat market has been higher. Chicago yesterday was up 18, Kansas City up 11, Minneapolis kind of lagging behind, only up 6. And the formations kind of describe that, where we're back up to those swing highs from just a couple months ago in Chicago, and Minneapolis really isn't all that close to those highs. In Kansas City, there too, we're looking at a market that is approaching the early November highs, not quite up to the October highs, whereas in Chicago, we are back up to those October highs, which basically the early November also tested those highs. So it's a notable level of resistance. And it also equates back to a major swing low from earlier in the summer. So this is a price level that we've seen quite a bit of action at, you know, turning points, basically. And my guess is that the market will probably stall out here and pull back. But I think what it does is confirm a longer term low in this market. But and that would have been just, you know, a week ago or so. But I think the market will pull back here, try to make an effort to come back down, probably get close to those lows. But I think that we have found a longer term bottom. We've seen quite a bit of export activity. Yesterday, it was announced that China had bought 440,000 tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat. That was certainly the catalyst that propelled this market higher. But they've been buying U.S. soft red winter wheat, which has brought us off those lows in the first place. This morning, it was announced that China bought yet another 198,000 of U.S. soft red winter wheat. So just in the last 2 days, almost 650,000 tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat. That's pretty impressive. Year to date, they're at 1.7 million tons of U.S. wheat, all wheat. So China's on a roll here. They're buying a lot from the United States. You know, part of the reason is because Australia had a short crop. The other reason is they themselves are looking at a poor quality crop. They've had a lot of rain on their wheat this season. So they're looking for some wheat to blend. Normally, they come in for the higher quality hard wheats to do that, and they have bought some, but obviously most of it is soft red winter wheat. They're not going to buy anything from Russia. That's kind of the kicker here. They have not approved Russian wheat imports for phytosanitary reasons. They're like the last country almost to not have completed that. And it's interesting because they're allies in a geopolitical sense, but China hasn't approved Russian imports. Even countries like Brazil, which is a very high quality wheat importer, they've approved Russian imports. So I think it really is just a matter of time. And again, I'm kind of surprised that China hasn't sped up that process. But nevertheless, that is the case. So if they're going to come for wheat, you know, they're always going to be looking for the cheapest, and U.S. soft red has been very competitive recently and clearly continues to be. So that's encouraging, and I, you know, that's propelling wheat higher. My guess here, again, you know, I look for the market to stall here, but I would think that we would try to take out those swing highs. Chicago is right there. You know, another dime higher will do that. And it's a matter of, do we hold above that, those previous swing levels or not? My guess is we'll try to take them out, see what stops are there, and then fail, and then get another pullback. But, you know, who knows what actually will happen. A couple other things. Egypt put out a tender yesterday afternoon. We'll get the results of that today. And so far, $250 FOB is the floor price. Now, that's well above what we were quoting world FOB offers right around that area. Russia was right around 235 to 240. It's presumed that this is going to be Russian wheat and Eastern European wheat. So we'll see. But it looks like cash prices are starting to bump higher. And again, this is on a FOB basis. Transportation rates have increased for pretty much across the board. And so that's going to make it all that more expensive for Egypt. India announced this morning that they will allow up to 1 million tons of Russian wheat imports at a reduced tariff rate. So the rate would be around 15 to 20%. Normally it's 40%. Now you might recall here a few months ago, there was a lot of chatter in the market when India was shutting down wheat exports and most of their rice exports. There was a lot of rumor floating around that they were going to book 9 million tons of wheat from Russia. So that was going to be a huge shift in the world trade. That never materialized, and maybe this is just the beginning of that, but 1 million tons is a pretty good chunk of wheat to be removed from the Russian arsenal of wheat exports that they've been pushing out. Ukraine has reported that their alternative route has, they've been able to transport 7 million tons of cargo. So it's not just wheat or grains, all things. And that's the new route that pretty much hugs Hungary, Romania to get down to the Bosphorus Strait, obviously because Russia has taken over and bombed a lot of their other major ports. Their all grain exports for this marketing year so far, which started July 1, is 13.4 million tons. That's down 4.9 million tons from last year. The breakdown is 6.5 million tons of corn, 5.9 million tons of wheat, and 900,000 tons of barley. Sovcon is reporting that Russian wheat exports last week were 370,000 tons. That's down 190,000 tons from the week before that. And I would imagine those numbers are going to continue to decline with the major winter storm that is dumped on the Black Sea region. That's going to slow down logistics. And even with the deep water ports that Russia has, it's still just getting the grain to the port facilities is going to be difficult. So I would expect those numbers to be a little on the weak side for the next couple weeks. The Australian government reporting agency ABARE is projecting that this year's wheat crop will be 25.5 million tons. That's up 100,000 from their previous month's estimate, but it's down 14 million from a year ago. That's a drop of 37%. It's still above USDA's projection from last month, about 1 million tons. Now, Friday, we've got a supply-demand report. I would presume that USDA will make those adjustments according to what the countries are reporting. And probably also bump up U.S. wheat exports. Considering the pace of exports and the buying spree that China has been on, probably increase U.S. exports and, you know, probably by around 25 million bushels. So that should help establish a floor to the futures prices as well. Now we've got Stats Canada put out their report yesterday for all grain production. All wheat at 31.9 million tons is down 2.4 million from last year. That's a drop of 7%, and it's 900,000 above where USDA has them. Hard red spring wheat, 24.7 million tons. That's down 1.1 million from last year, down 4%. Winter wheat at 3.1 million tons, up 400,000 over last year. Durum at 4 million tons, it's down 1.8 million from last year. Barley at 8.9 million tons, that's down 1 million from a year ago. Canola, 18.3 million tons, that's down 300,000 from last year. Oats at 2.6 million, that's half of what they produced the year before. Soybeans at 6.9 million tons, that's up 400,000 over last year. Field peas at 2.6 million tons, down 800,000 tons from last year. Lentils at 1.7 million, down 600,000. And corn at 15 million tons, that's up 500,000 from a year ago. So kind of the rundown of Canadian, kind of all over the board. It wasn't just like a couple of years ago where we had the drought and everything was lower. This would have been attributed more to likely acreage shifts. And there was some pretty dry areas, right, in that southern Canadian prairies, similar to what we saw in the northern prairies of the U.S. this year. But on the periphery, that it was some better production. So anyway, just kind of all over the map as far as production goes. So moving forward, I think, again, I pretty much laid out what I think wheat's going to do. At these price levels, you're at those swing highs from the last couple of months, at least in Chicago. Why not take a stab at them and then see what happens from there? My guess is you will. You'll probably take them out, and then the market will stall out. But it's significant resistance levels here. It's just a matter of, do we fail here? Do we make one more little push to the upside before we fail? But my guess is, again, seasonal lows probably are in, and we'll get our pullbacks. But I think we can view pullbacks as buying opportunities, at least for the next few months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.